Welcome to the Jim Rohman Show, where we help you build a better business to build a better life with your host, Jim Rohman. It's that time of year again, strategic planning time. That's right. It is the 15th of September. We're 2 weeks away from the end of the quarter and only one quarter left in this year. And this is the best time to be working on your strategic plan. That's what we're going to talk about into this episode. One, why should you start now on your planning? And two, what can you do to make your planning most effective? Welcome to another episode of the Jim Rohman Show, where we talk about building a better business so you can build a better life. And that is right. October is the great best time to start your strategic plan. Why is that? Well, let me ask you a question. Do you ever have New Year's resolutions? Do you know why that most people fail at their New Year's resolutions by January 30th? Is because they didn't give themselves time to prepare for it. In other words, we all jump into January 1st. We're like, okay, let's lose weight. Let's get into shape. Let's start doing better things. Well, guess what? Your body and your brain can't do it that quickly. You need to work your way up to your goals so that you can win at your goals. And guess what? Strategic planning is no different. I don't suggest you wait till December to do it where most people do it, because you're going to get busy. Families are going to get busy. The holidays are going to keep you busy, and you're going to push it off and push it off. And then you're going to go into the new year behind schedule. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about getting ready for strategic planning over the next 3 months. That's October, November, and December. What can you do to set the stage? Well, number one, I might suggest you start doing weekly meetings talking about what do you ultimately want, beginning with the end in mind. In the last quarter of this year, I'm going to be talking about this significantly, thinking about the end in mind, because it's huge, huge. I was recently visiting a client in another state, and we're working on a new company. And one of the executives started off, before we start putting together what kind of product and service we want to offer and figure out what kind of pricing that we want to offer, we want to ask ourselves, what is the end result or the end experience we want for our customers? And I love that we started the meeting on that, because we started thinking about the end in mind. I think it is Stephen Covey says, begin with the end in mind and work your way backwards. And so that's what I'm going to suggest that you do. Starting in October, start thinking about, what do you want 2023 to look like? What do you want your life and business to look like 3 years from that? 5 years from that? 10 years from that? Start thinking bigger and longer, and I promise you, you'll get there quicker. So one of the first things that I'd be suggesting people do is to revisit your vision and mission statements. It's a perfect time with your entire team to revisit your vision and mission statement in October to re-energize them, get them more driven to finish the year off strong. That is the second reason why you want to start getting your strategic planning in place now, is that what you do today is going to motivate them tomorrow, going into 2023. In other words, waiting till January 1st to start doing all of this stuff, your team won't get engaged until probably January at the end or February at the earliest, and you won't get enough speed going into the new year. So again, revisiting your vision and mission statement in the month of October, in your staff meetings, in your morning huddles, in your strategic meetings, makes a huge difference. Another thing that I would be doing is revisiting for yourself your dreams and aspirations. What are your life goals? When's the last time you revisit it? You hear me in every episode talk about, we help you build a better business so you can live a better life. Well, living a better life, we need to think about that life. So as you come to the end of the quarter and going into the new year, I'd say 2023 should be a game-changing year for you. I hope and pray that you do more fun things with your family. You do more fun things for yourself, and you build that into your plan, that at end of every quarter, you take that weekend off and do something for fun. Do something for you, your family, and or your community. That's key to strategic planning. In fact, these things can be done year-round for your business to drive more results. Number three, the third thing that I would be doing is revisiting your needs, wants, and desires, knowing your numbers. What I find so often, that people work off their numbers, knowing what their revenue was last year, adding 10, 20% to that, and that's their new numbers. I'm going to suggest that you take the time and fill out our needs, wants, and life goal calculator, our spreadsheet. And if you want a copy of that, email me at questions@askjimrohman.com, and I'll send you a free copy of that spreadsheet, where it is everything you would ever need, want, and desire in business and in life. and then creating and doing the math around that. Because I think if you revisit your vision and mission, you look at your dreams and aspirations and figure out how much that's all going to take, makes a big difference in your strategic plan. You may have heard me say in other episodes or in my newsletter that building a business, running a business, and managing a business is a lot like climbing a mountain. You have a lot of ups and downs and peaks and valleys. And knowing what your needs, wants, and desires as it comes to income, to life, to hiring, to equipment, to resources makes a huge difference. And so I'll be working on those new numbers and apply it to life and apply it to your business, and that will give you more drive. Next, what I would do if I was getting ready for my strategic planning in the months of October and November is start looking at the people piece. The people piece, I think, is one of the biggest things to performance in business. In fact, I'm afraid to say this because one of my consultants, I won't mention her name, Kay Congdon, said to me many years ago when we started working together as a strategic HR coach, she said to me that people are the key piece to business. You help your people grow, your business grows. And me wanting to be silly saying, people schmeeple. But I really knew it was true, and now I know it's true years later, that if you grow your people, it will grow your business. Let me say it a different way. So often I find that people get their people, set them and forget them. They set them in motion and think that, well, they got this. They don't need me anymore. And that is farthest from the truth. They still need you to pat them on the back. They still need words of encouragement. They still need insight from you. Sometimes they just need someone to listen to or listen to them. And I say if you work in your people piece this last quarter of this year, I promise you they'll grow, your business will grow, and you will grow. What would I do in the people piece? One of the things I would do is find out what your people's goals and aspirations are. When's the last time you asked your team members their goals personally as well as professionally? I have worked with hundreds, mostly I could go as far as thousands of people. And when I would ask them their goals and aspirations, both professionally and personally, they would light up, especially when I can tie their personal goals with their business goals. In fact, those are the most powerful performing people I've ever seen when you can tie those two together. But I would argue, I would guess that most people don't know their people's dreams and aspirations, both personally and professionally. I wish I could do this, just continue on this podcast on this very subject, because I think it's one of the key pieces. Some of you out there do not own your own companies. You work for companies and you know what I'm talking about. You're talking about if someone would just take the time to develop you, take the time to listen to you, take the time to train you, you would do so much more for your company. In fact, I might encourage you to go into your supervisor owner's office right now and say, hey, listen to this podcast at the 10-minute mark, whatever minute mark I'm at right now, and say, this guy is right. Develop me and I'll develop your business. Build me and I'll build your business. I think this is the missing piece in our businesses. And as much as it pains me to know this and say this, I just can't reiterate it, stress it enough. And finally, when it comes to strategic planning process, and there's so much more, I highly encourage you go to Business Owner University. We have a strategic planning product there. You can download our strategic map. You can take our strategic planning course. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, we have a full day course recorded on developing a strategic plan from A to Z that you can check out at, again, businessownersuniversity.com if you want to go through this entire process. But today I wanted to finish up with processes, putting processes in place. We're working on one of our latest articles on creating raving fans and creating a experience for your customers. Going back to the recent visit to a client site where the executive said, what do we want the end in mind to look like? What do we want our customer to experience in the end? I think was super powerful. And I think processes play an important part of that. When's the last time you put in processes in place to increase your customer experience? In a recent podcast, I talked about creating raving fans. You can go to my website at jimromanonline.com. And I think it's one of the top blogs there called Creating Raving Fans that talks about this topic. So if I'm talking too fast, because I am from Pennsylvania, I do apologize. But it talks about creating the customer experience by looking at the top three processes you can put in place to create that experience. When's the last time you looked at your processes to create a better experience? When's the last time you looked at your sales process that you've been probably doing for years, but haven't really looked at it from the customer's eyes? You looked at it from a sales eyes. What about your onboarding and orientation process? When's the last time you looked at that and revisited that to enhance that? Because I believe if we improve our processes, we improve our people's performance, we improve the profit of our companies and be able to build that business to live that life. So I want to encourage you to start working on your New Year's goals, in this case, your strategic plan now, working towards the end of this month, beginning of October. And in October, I would visit your vision and mission and your dreams and aspirations and figure out what you need, want, and desire. In November, I encourage you to look at your people, start to develop your people, start to figure out a people development plan. And then in December, I want you to look at your processes and ways you can improve your customer experience. And I think if you start now, you obviously won't complete it now, but you'll build up enough momentum to drive you into next year, get you the results this year, and I believe you will be fulfilled. Mark my words, if you do this, it will happen. If you need help with doing that, please reach out to one of us and our coaches. Again, you can reach out to me at jimromanonline.com or you can email me at questions@askjimroman.com. I bring this up now because we're getting into the last quarter. We're only 2 weeks away, and I really want you to win not only this year, but every year to come. And I think if we start that now, we'll win then. Thank you for enjoying me on this episode. Remember to continue to email us those questions, your comments, and your feedback. We thank you for all of our listeners. Look forward to seeing you on our next episode. Thank you so much for listening today. For more information, visit my website at jimromanonline.com or follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at jimromanonline.com. And you can email me at questions@askjimroman.com.